Now it's over to the news desk with Lena Valverde and Charles McKelvey. But first, we'll take a look at today's headlines.
Cuba prima ballerina Alicia Alonso dies at 98.
Cuban president arrives in Mexico on an official visit.
Venezuelan government and opposition continue talks.
500,000 attend Evo Morales' closing campaign rally.
Now for the news in detail.
Cuba's prima ballerina absoluta Alicia Alonso died at 11 a.m. Thursday here in Havana at the age of 98. The Cuban National Ballet Company, which Alicia founded in 1959 and to which she devoted her life and energies, has informed. As a dancer, Alicia is highly regarded for her convincing portrayals of leading roles in the great works of classical and romantic ballet. She is best known on the stage for her lively, precise Giselle and for her sensual, tragic Carmen. The legendary Cuban artist, also an experienced choreographer, was instrumental in the founding of the American Ballet Theater in the United States in the first half of the 20th century. The best-known Cuban ballet dancer of all times, Alicia Alonso was a strong, determined woman. She fully demonstrated that when she decided to continue dancing, despite progressive, irreversible blindness afflicting her since she was 19. We at Radio Havana, Cuba, send our sincere condolences to Alicia's friends, families, and to the entire Cuban people. She will be dearly missed.
The President of the Republic of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, arrived in Mexico Thursday for an official visit. During his stay, he will hold official conversations with President Andrés Manuel López Obrador and will carry out other activities. Upon his arrival, Díaz-Canel said on Twitter that he was pleased that on his first official call as President of the Republic, he was returning to beloved Mexico, a country deeply linked to Cuban and Latin American history. The Cuban delegation includes Bruno Rodriguez, Minister of Foreign Relations, Rodrigo Malmierca, Minister of Foreign Commerce and Foreign Investment, and Raul Garcia, Minister of Energy and Mines.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel received on Wednesday here in Havana His Excellency Josep Borrell, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, European Union, and Cooperation of the Kingdom of Spain, who is on an official visit to the island. Díaz-Canel and Borrell discussed the positive relations between the Kingdom of Spain and Cuba based on historical, family, and cultural ties and expressed the will to continue working to strengthen those ties. They also exchanged on ideas about various international issues.
Earlier on Wednesday, Josep Borrell announced that Spain's King Felipe VI and Queen Leticia will visit Cuba next month as part of the 500th anniversary celebrations of the founding of Havana. I can confirm that the visit will take place in November after the Spanish general elections on November 10th, Borrell said at a joint press conference with his Cuban counterpart, Bruno Rodriguez. Spain's top diplomat, who beginning on November 1st will be the new head of European diplomacy, affirmed the atmosphere of open dialogue, equality, and respect that his country maintains with Cuba. He reiterated that Spain and the European Union reject the policy of the United States toward Cuba, in particular with the application of the Helms-Burton Act.
And you tuned into Radio Vancouver's English language broadcast. Back now to the news desk with Lena Valverde and Charles McKelvey.
Minister of Communications of Venezuela, Jorge Rodriguez, has announced that progress has been made with respect to the agreement between the government and the opposition parties. The Venezuelan minister noted that during the talks, they evaluated the expansion of electoral guarantees in preparation for the upcoming parliamentary elections. Rodriguez told reporters that a discussion will occur with respect to the formation of a new National Electoral Council. Concerning the freedom of some prisoners in the country, the minister said that the president of the Truth Commission and the Attorney General Tariq William Saab will provide details on the suspension of sentences and the people who will benefit.
Over 500,000 attended the closing of the presidential re-election campaign of Evo Morales in the city of Santa Cruz in Bolivia. The Movement for Socialism candidate said he will never forget the rally. Morales told supporters that those who seek violence are enemies of democracy. The people's conscience always triumphs over intolerance. This coming Sunday, October 20th, is Election Day in Bolivia, with voters electing a president, vice president, 352 national authorities, 36 senators, and 130 deputies. According to the latest poll published by Ipsos Bolivia, Evo Morales has more than 40% of the citizen preferences, followed by Carlos Mesa with 22% and Oscar Ortiz with 10%.
The audit firm UHY International has published a study showing that high-income Brazilians pay 32% less taxes than the average observed in Germany, Canada, the United States, France, Italy, Japan, and the United Kingdom, countries which are all part of the G7 group, the world's most industrialized economies. UHY International highlights that a Brazilian citizen with an annual income of $250,000 pays only $68,000 in taxes, which corresponds to 27.5% of his or her income. In G7 countries, meanwhile, the average rate is 40.6% for those located in the same income segment.
Despite nearly 60 years of the U.S. blockade, Cuba currently excels in social indicators and meets several goals set by the 2030 Sustainable Development Agenda. Ana Silvia Rodriguez, Cuba's deputy representative to the United Nations, stated on Wednesday at a meeting of the UN General Assembly. Although Cuba is a small island nation in development, subject to the adverse effects of powerful hurricanes, droughts, and climate change, it currently has the second lowest multidimensional poverty index in the world, the ambassador declared. She added that according to the 2018 UNICEF report, Cuba is the only nation in Latin America and the Caribbean that has eliminated severe child malnutrition.
U.S. sanctions on Iran are hurting the Europeans in unprecedented ways, inasmuch as Afghans migrating from Iran pose an immediate problem to Europe. Official data released this week show Afghans are now the largest nationality entering European Union nations, with many relocating from Iran due to the hardship caused by U.S. sanctions. The EU is currently bracing itself for a new influx of refugees in the wake of Turkey's incursion into Kurdish-controlled northeastern Syria, but EU officials warned that the increasing number of Afghans posed a more immediate problem, Reuters reported. According to the latest data from EU border agency Frontex, nearly 17,000 Afghans have crossed the Aegean Sea to reach European shores since the beginning of the year. Around half of them had been living in Iran before attempting the crossing through Turkey. A senior EU official cited by Reuters said, adding that in many cases, Afghan migrants arriving to Europe were born in Iran.
And once again, our headlines for today.
Cuba prima ballerina Alicia Alonso dies at 98.
Cuban president arrives in Mexico on an official visit.
Venezuelan government and opposition continue talks.
500,000 attend Evo Morales' closing campaign rally.